Gifts for the Poor, Chapter 9, First Halacha. In any city in which Jews live, it is incumbent upon the people in the city to appoint gabbai tzedakah. This means overseers or trustees of a charity fund. These must be exceptional and trustworthy people. They would go from week to week, and here it says Friday to Friday, taking from each person what it is appropriate for them to give, and based upon an assessment made of them. Then each week they would allocate the money, giving each poor person sufficient food to live for 7 days. This is referred to as a kupa. Second halacha. We also would appoint gabbaim, or trustees, who take bread and various other types of food, including fruits, and even coins, from those who wish to donate, and divide these things up each evening for the poor, and give to each poor person what they need for a day. This is referred to as a tamchui. Third halacha. There is no such thing as a Jewish city that does not have a kupa. Some Jewish cities have a tamchui and some do not. The current custom is for the trustees of the kupa to go around every day and collect tzedakah and divide the proceeds every Friday. Fourth halacha. On fast days, we also distribute food to the poor. Whenever there is a fast day after which people eat but do not give food to the poor, it is as if they literally spilled blood. This refers to if they did not give them bread and fruit. Fifth halacha. Money for the kupa should be collected by two people together, and there should be no less than two people appointed over the kupa. While it is acceptable to entrust the money in the kupa to one person, it should be distributed according to three people, because the distribution is similar to a judgment, which of course requires three judges. Tamchui should be collected by three and distributed by three. Sixth halacha. Collections for the tamchui are daily. Collections for the kupa are weekly. Tamchui can be distributed outside of one city, but a kupa is distributed specifically within the city. Seventh halacha. The people in the city may give donations to the kupa to the tamchui and vice versa, and they may exchange donations for various other communal purposes. If the city has a great sage or rabbi, it will be divided according to that rabbi, and he would be permitted to use these funds for any communal purpose. Eighth halacha. The two trustees must not leave one another alone in the marketplace, as this leads to the appearance of impropriety. Ninth halacha. If a gabbai tzedakah, that is a trustee, finds money in the marketplace while he's collecting, he should not put it in his own pocket, but he should put it in the charitable fund. When he gets home, he may take it for himself. Once again, this has to do with the appearance of impropriety. Tenth halacha. If a gabbai tzedakah is owed money by somebody and he pays him off in the marketplace, he should not put it in his own pocket, but rather he should put it into the charitable fund's wallet. Then he should distribute it appropriately once he gets home. He should count the money one coin by one coin, not two by two. 11th halacha. If there are no poor people to immediately distribute the funds to, he may exchange the money for standard currency, but he may not do it himself, he must have another person do it. If the trustees of a tamchui do not have any poor people to give to, they may sell the things in the tamchui, but they may not purchase them themselves. In English, that would be called a breach of a fiduciary duty. And we don't seek a precise reckoning from a gabbai tzedakah, just like we don't with the temple treasures. 12th halacha. Someone who lives in a city for 30 days is considered a resident and can be forced to give tzedakah like other residents. That's to the kupa. If he's there for 3 months, we compel him to give as well to the tamchui. Once he is there for 6 months, he can be forced to give money to clothe the poor. Once he is there for 9 months, he can be compelled to give money to bury the poor, and to see to all needs associated with the funeral. 13th halacha. Someone who has enough food for 2 meals should not take from the tamchui, and someone who has enough food for 14 meals should not take from the kupa. If he has 200 zuz, he should not take leket, shicha, or peah, or maiserani. If he has liquid assets, but he also owes a debt, or is under lien for his kasuba, we calculate that against his liquid assets, and he's permitted to take. 14th halacha. If there's a poor person who owns a courtyard, or even has utensils, even if they're silver or gold, we do not compel him to sell his assets before he can take. Rather, it is a mitzvah to give to him, so long as the implements we're talking about have to do with eating, drinking, clothing, bedding, and the like. But once he begins to sustain himself through charity from the people at large, we do require him to sell these assets before he can continue to take. 15th halacha. If there's a wealthy person who's on a journey from one city to another, and at the moment he doesn't have anything, he is permitted to take leket, shicha, peah, and maiser ani, and he may collect from charity. 16th halacha. If a person has properties which, were he to sell them in the summer, would be worth a lot of money, but in the winter not be worth a lot of money, we do not compel him to sell them in the winter. Rather, in the winter he may partake until he has partaken of half the value of his property. 17th halacha. Even if property values are typically high, but he's not able to get a high value for his property because people know his financial situation, we do not require him to sell at a low price in order to partake in tzedakah. That way, since he's under no pressure to sell, he would be able to sell at the market price. 18th halacha. If money was specifically being collected to benefit a poor person, and more money than he needs was collected, the excess belongs to him. Money collected in general for the poor, the excess would belong to the poor. Money collected for Pidyon Shavuim, the excess would belong to a fund set aside for Pidyon Shavuim, that is, redeeming captives. Funds set aside for burial should be used for that purpose, but extra funds that were collected to bury a specific person should go to that person's heirs. 19th halacha. When a poor person donates a coin, either to the kupa or to the tamchui, we accept it from him, but if he does not give, we do not require him to give. If he's given new clothes and he returns old clothes, we accept them, but once again, we do not require him to give.